WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The head honcho at Boeing with an emotional speech to employees about the door plug issue involving its 737 MAX 9 jetliners.
Boeing President and CEO David Calhoun telling the entire company he's grateful no one died when that door plug on one of its 737 MAX 9 planes ripped off in flight.
All I could think about, I didn't know what happened to whoever was supposed to be in the seat next to that hole.
Calhoun apologizing for the mistake that led to the door failure, promising to make sure every Boeing jet is safe and this never happens again. Andy Field, ABC News.
U.S. and British warships and U.S. warplanes were able to shoot down 21 kamikaze drones and missiles fired on Red Sea shipping by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. His New York business fraud trial winding down, Donald Trump plans to deliver part of the defense closing argument himself tomorrow. New York seeking a $370 million penalty. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wet, heavy snow is blanketing much of the state, and there's more on the way for Friday. Following that, the first real cold of the winter. High temperatures by Sunday, only expected to reach the single digits. A major battery maker announcing closure of a second Wisconsin plant. Energizer will shut down its Portage plant, leading to the layoff of 135 employees starting on March 5th. In October, Energizer announced closure of its Fenimore plant, which will leave 172 people out of work in September. A big day for Appleton native Willem Dafoe. He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Monday.
Needless to say, when I was a kid growing up in Appleton, Wisconsin, and believe me, I couldn't envision this day of getting a star on the Walk of Fame.
Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 30 for a high. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. More snow this evening. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down late tonight. Our low 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. Do you need help with back taxes? Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Maximum music.
You
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Yeah.
And more. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your day's off to a great start. Now remember, if there's a song you want to hear, if there's a contest you want to win, if there's a birthday or anniversary you want us to announce, or if you just want to chat, you could always text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, program it into your phone. Life is so much easier that way. 355-9970.
Maximum Hits.
Step you people think I'm crazy. Stomping on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow developing by late this afternoon. We'll get to around 30 for a high. The wind west becoming south at 5 to 15. More snow this evening. We could get an inch or so by the time it winds down late tonight. Our low 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29 with more snow on the way Friday night into Saturday. Do you need help with back taxes? Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
90s and more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
Too high.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Now, if you want to get outside and enjoy the winter weather, this is the perfect opportunity. January 6th at Mirror Lake State Park, a candlelight ski, hike, and snowshoe event. It's going to be a really great evening of torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. It's all being brought to you by the Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. Refreshments and goodies also going to be available. Remember, you do have to have your 2024 Wisconsin State Park admission sticker, even though the event itself is free. Now, if you do want more information about this really great evening, friendsofmiralakesp.org.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030. Because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you. promises in songs of yesterday. And I made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Though I keep searching for an answer,
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With the Iowa caucuses just a few days away, it's crunch time for Republican presidential hopefuls, even with the nasty weather the state's expecting on Monday. Chad Hahn is with the National Weather Service in Des Moines.
The coldest date of the caucus in history was 16 degrees for a high temperature, and this will definitely be the coldest day concurrent of the Iowa caucus that we've seen dating back to 1972.
The New Hampshire primary is January 23rd. A new CNN poll out this morning showing Nikki Haley now